Let's sit down. Now, the tradition is that in this service, we kind of find out if Santa has come. I have to say, Santa's been a bit late on the road in our house, so Santa has not yet actually been to our home yet. I'm a bit disappointed by that, but we'll have to wait until a bit later on in the afternoon for that to happen. I know that there's at least one other family who's in that situation as well. I think Santa had a rough time last night. We really ought to keep him in prayer. But Santa has been to some, so it's quite nice to find out what people have received. Have people brought any gifts with them? Anyone brought anything with them that they'd like to tell us about? So I'm always excited by this. Right, Peter, would you like to tell us what have you?
Some new drumsticks.
Some new drumsticks. Do you want to give them a good bash? Did you bring them with you?
Yeah.
Do you want to just demonstrate? Just give them as hard a bash as you can.
I was going to do them later in the last.
Okay, that's okay. All right, I won't. Leads look great. They've even got a nice box and everything. Wow. Brilliant. Oh, what did you get? Come sit here. Look. Did you get this for Christmas? It's lovely. It's a digger. It's a digger. It's beautiful. Are you enjoying it? What else did you get? Did Santa bring you something else?
Bulldozer.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Okay. That's very exciting. So you've had a good time so far. That's great. Anyone else want to share? We're all being shy today, are we? Someone over here. Okay, uh-huh. Let's find out. It's the Turner family.
We're going to America.
You're going to America?
This afternoon.
This afternoon.
Yeah.
That's a great gift. I love it when people say something like that. We were in the post office yesterday, and one of the guys in the village, one of the builders, the guy that does the Christmas trees, if you know him, and he said, oh, yeah, I'm off to Australia for a month tomorrow on Christmas Day. How jealous were we? What a great gift that is. Anyone else? Anyone over here want to share? No? No, we're all being quite shy today. Anyone get anything to wear? Okay. Christmas jumpers. Let's, if you've got a Christmas jumper on, if you could stand up. Okay. I mean, look at this. I mean, if there was a Christmas jumper competition in church this morning, this would be the winner. Okay. I want to make a promise. I will never, ever wear a Christmas jumper. You sit down. Thank you, everyone, for doing that. Now, I received a gift. It wasn't a Christmas gift. It was my birthday recently. But I didn't get my birthday gift until Sunday afternoon. So I put it on today for you. So this is my special gift that my baby brother gave to me. So I'm wearing it with pride today because it comes from my brother. And you'll look at it and you go, what on earth is he wearing? Can you see what it says? You see what it says on the bottom of it? Trust in Jesus. Now, there's a bit of a joke in there. You need to ask me about it later on, but I think it's quite a good message, really. But the picture of Jesus with a bonnet on is not quite what you would expect it to be. But I kind of will wear it. It will be a sort of talking point, really, and it makes the point. That's what we're called to do, trust in Jesus. So I hope that you've received lots of wonderful gifts. And if you haven't yet received gifts, I hope that when Santa comes, it's a lovely and special day. But we come together, and we come together to celebrate the birth of Jesus, the greatest gift that God could give to a needy world, a broken world, the gift of his Son, who came to bring forgiveness. Let's remain standing. We're going to have one verse from the Bible that's going to come up. We're going to read this together. Let's say, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's sit down. We're going to watch a video, and a question I want to ask you this morning is, why were you born? Why did you come into the earth? Why were you born? It's a bit of a strange question to ask anyone. What was your purpose in being born? Let's watch this little video.
lift up your eyes. I love you, precious child. Do you know the way my heart longs for you? Oh, my beautiful child. I'd breathe 100,000 flowers into life just to make you smile. Do you remember how I held your hand and I taught you to walk? Then I watched you run away, chasing a dream that drifts out of reach while I whisper and wait. Oh, 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 lift up your eyes. I love you, precious child. Have you felt the way my heart burns for you? Are you slowly turning numb? I'm ready to be everything you need, and yet you never come. And I would drop my crown and chase you down from heaven to the head. Child, lift your eyes to rest a little higher. Smile of amazing grace, oh, 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 oh. Lift up your eyes. I love you, precious child. Up your eyes. I love you, precious child.
So why were you born? It's a good question. Jesus, none of us chose to be born, did we? None of us chose that. But Jesus chose to be born. He didn't have to come into the world. He chose to be born in the most humble of circumstances. The Bible tells us this: the Word became flesh. Eugene Peterson describes it as the Word became flesh and moved into our neighborhood. There's another verse in the Bible that tells us why Jesus came into the world, why he chose to come into the world. We're just going to put it on the screen. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Let's say these words. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. We could have a competition this morning to find out who is the worst sinner in the room. It would be a rubbish competition because we're all as bad as each other. None of us is particularly good, no matter how hard we try. And so the Christmas story is reminding us that God came into the world to reconcile sinners who've run away from God and done their own thing, to reconcile us back to him. That's the point of that video. It's a great video, isn't it? If you think about it, the little girl sees the present and takes the present before the time allotted and goes off and gets into all sorts of trouble with it. It's a kind of parable of the lost son running away and taking everything that his father would give him, and the father welcoming back the lost son. That's what Christmas is all about. So I thought what we would do this morning is try to remember little bits of the Christmas story, and I'm going to need your help to do this morning. What we're going to do is, if you look around, you'll see there are golden letters around the room. And what I would like you to do, I'm going to ask you to find one of the letters, and we're going to make up a word. So it's quite obvious what the word might be, but we'll begin with the letter S. So if someone could find S and bring it to me. And while we're doing this, can you think of any words to do with the Christmas story that might begin with the letter S? You may stand there with your letter S. Thank you. Oh, any words that might connect with the Christmas story that begin with the letter S? Savior was one. What was that? What was another one? Shepherds. Anything else? Stable. That's an interesting one. I could wax lyrical about why Jesus wasn't technically born in a stable, but I won't. Talk to me later. What was that?
Sweeties.
Which Bible verse is that for? Anyway, yeah, sweeties go with Christmas, but yes. Snow. Okay. Star. That's a good one. Lots of stars here on the ground. You see these? Wow, in amongst all the flowers. Star, that's true. Okay, S is a good one. Let's go with, we'll try H. Now, H is a bit dodgy. These are blow-up balloons, and H hasn't been very well this morning. Anyone find H and bring it to me, please? You don't need to be small to do this, by the way, because we're all in this together. It's like church family. Is it still inflated? It's a bit soft. Okay, H, can you think of any words to do with Christmas, the Christmas story? Hallelujah. Is that what you said? Okay.
Heavenly host.
Heavenly host. Very clever. Very good. Okay. Herod. Herod and?
Herald.
Herald, yes. Herald and Herod. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Anything else?
Holly.
Yeah, Holly. Okay, yeah. Holly works. Oh. Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll move on. We've got quite a few of these to do. Let's do M. Anyone find an M for us? Melchior. Who shouted that? Bill. And do we know that? How do we know the names of the wise men? Mark, you need to actually hold it rather than use it as an offensive weapon. Sorry. Melchior, how do we know that?
Persian magician.
Aha, Persian magician. Okay. Mark, you've got to stand up and hold it because you presumably, I didn't see you do it, but I do have eyes in the back of my head. So was it you? Was it you? Was it you? Was it you? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Now, I've lost the thread now. Sorry, Mark, was it not you? Who was it?
I saw one earlier that he didn't get a chance to, so I was going to say, here you are. Because he had a chance, he got beat.
Are you happy doing this?
Okay.
Are you okay? That's fine. I don't want people being coerced into doing things they don't want to do. I mean, that's for me to coerce people, not you. Right, where were we at? So we had Melchior. Just explain Melchior again. One of the Magi. Okay, one of the wise men. All right, wise people.
Mary.
Okay. Anything else? M.
Mother.
That's a good one.
Mary.
The mother. Yeah.
Myrrh.
Just explain what myrrh is. Anyone?
Perfume used to anoint dead bodies.
Okay. Anything else?
Manger.
That's a good one. Okay. We might get manger coming up again in another, guys. But let's do C. Let's find a C. Anyone find a C? We haven't found a letter yet. You're jumping in there. I know you're enthusiastic. You've got into the way of this. Okay. Anyone find a C? Anywhere around the room? Okay, C. Okay, so we need C. So what was your one?
Christ.
That's a good one, I suppose. That fits. Anything else?
Christmas.
Crib is a good one. Crib.
Carols.
Sorry?
Carols,
yeah. It's interesting. Carols, yeah. Okay, anything else? Cherubim. That's a good one. What's a cherubim? messenger of God. Okay, angel. All right, is the other way of putting it. Okay, we've got C, S, H, M, C, I. Let's find I. Anyone find I? Oh, yes. Do you know, I sense that you've always wanted to do that in this part of the church. So we've got I. Thank you, Ruby. Well done. Don't fight. I hope you're not going to fight over Christmas dinner as a result of this. Okay, we've got any words that might fit with I to do with the Christmas story?
Emmanuel.
Well, yeah, it can be Emmanuel or Emmanuel.
Incense.
Okay, incense, okay.
Innkeeper.
Innkeeper, interesting one. Anything else? I've got a really good technical one, but I'm going to see if anyone comes up with it.
Incarnation.
Gladys Bennett. I knew it would be you that would come up with incarnation. Brilliant. And the incarnation is, should we just want to explain, Gladys, just explain what the incarnation is. You walked into my net.
Don't I always? The incarnation was God becoming flesh and coming to earth as a human being.
Brilliant. I didn't know you were such a good theologian. Okay, we've got I. Let's see, what else have we got? Let's look for an R. Anyone got an R? Oh, you got one, Jeremy. You're desperate to do that. Okay, any words with R to do with Christmas?
Royal
is a good one.
Reindeer.
You're sticking to the Bible narrative and the way the Bible tells the story of Christmas. I love this. Yeah. Okay.
Risen.
Okay, that's a bit later on in the story, but that's got to do with it as well. Yeah, you're right.
Redeemer
is a good word.
Rain.
Okay. You've just bouncing off reindeer.
Yep.
Made you think. I get that, Leah. That's brilliant. Okay. Let's, where are we at? We still need a T. Oh, here we go. Do you want to come up here? Well done. Could you stand? Where would you like to stand? Why don't you stand next to Ruby? Look, if you stand here, look. Okay, any words with T? Any words with T? Can we think of anything?
Terrified.
Terrified? Who was terrified?
The shepherds.
The shepherds were terrified, yeah, when the glory of God shone all around. Interesting experience when you come into contact with God. It's not necessarily quite as easy as we might think it is. We should be amazed by his awesomeness. Truth? Do you want to expand upon that in one sentence? No, you don't. Okay. That was probably quite good that you didn't. Okay, it's the truth of the Christmas story. Anything else?
Three kings.
Okay, three magi. Three people who came to visit. Anything else?
Trouble.
Herod caused trouble because he wasn't very happy about this new king that was born. The wise men got a bit lost and ended up at the palace because they were looking for a king. It's kind of understandable that they would end up there. But that caused all sorts of trouble for lots and lots of families. So, yeah. And it's interesting trouble comes up as well because Christmas is not always easy for people as well, even today. Okay, let's do, what have we got left? I think we've got another S. So if we could find another S, that would be good. Anyone? Don't all leap at once. It's, you know, otherwise we're going to go on forever. Okay, you need to come down with it. I know it's embarrassing, but you shouldn't be embarrassed. You've got your Christmas jumper on. Okay, so we've done S already, so we don't need to do S again. And we've got an A somewhere. Oh, you knew where the A was. Okay, words with A? Anyone?
Angel.
So, angel. What, I heard angel. What else?
A door.
Anything else?
Annunciation.
Sorry?
Annunciation.
Now, you see, we're just trumping. Now, I think incarnation is more important than annunciation. Can you explain the annunciation to us?
I don't know what it means. Was the word you used for Mary saying the angel came to tell
her? That's right.
Jesus.
Okay. Brilliant, brilliant. An important part of the story. Okay? Anything else? A.
Herod's anger.
Herod's anger, okay, at this new king. An interesting reaction. Now, this is the Christmas story. Now, what I would like you to do, obviously, this spells a word. And you've all worked that out and decided we're not going to make it the word. But what I would like you to do is to try to do that. And I'm going to give you, I'm actually going to make it even worse than you think it might be. So if you can arrange yourself into the word that all these letters spell, that would be great. Okay, just get in the right order. Brilliant. I was really worried about this, that this would work out right and it would spell right. And it does, which is great. Just hold them all up as high as you can. That's brilliant. Christmas. And I've given you one last job to do. You should be able to string these together. There's little holes in them. So if you can work out how to do that, that would be great. There's a little bit of thing here. And while we sing the last carol, you're going to do that, all right? And we're going to hang it up somewhere, okay? We might need to blow that H up again, all right? So thank you so much for your help. I'm just going to put that there. So here's the Christmas story in a nutshell. We've kind of retold the Christmas story. We've actually included all the embellishments that modern people have put into it with Christmas carols and reindeer, and I'm surprised Santa didn't get a look in with the letter S. But the thing is this, Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So the world is a bit broken. This year of all years, we realize that just as much as any other time in history. You know, the world is a bit broken. We look at the state of the nation, we look at what's happening, we don't know what the future holds, we don't know politically what the future holds, we don't know what economically what the future holds. We look at the wars that are still going on, we look at the disasters that are happening in the world, and we realize that the world is a bit broken. But God does not want to keep it in that place. He wants us to be redeemed. He wants the world to be a new creation. And so God coming into the world in the flesh reminds us of that, that God is for us. That was the point of the story. The girl, little girl gets it completely and utterly wrong, but the Father just loves her so much that he welcomes her back. Jesus loves us, so we can trust in him. We're losing the tea. I think that tea's going to go home, really, isn't it? Which is perfectly okay. You hold on to the tea, okay? We're going to pray together just briefly. Are you having success here?
We didn't realize there's two things on it.
There's two things on it. Okay, that didn't work. All right, but you get the point. Let's pray together just briefly. Just stay where you are just for a minute, and we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for this day, and we remember that you came into the world, Jesus came into the world to save sinners, to save me, and to save my friends here. Help us to welcome him into our lives again, to accept him as our Lord and as our Savior this Christmas day. We remember those who are in need, those for whom Christmas is not easy, those who have lost loved ones this year, those who are struggling with poverty, those who are struggling with disaster. We remember again the people in the Sunda Strait affected by the tsunami at the weekend. Lord, we pray for rescue and help and safety for all those who are afflicted. And help us today to be a blessing to one another, to encourage and to help one another, to be full of your love and to make your love known to a needy world. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.